Dr. Ashley Brissett joins us. Very timely interview. And she's an expert on allergies, seasonal allergies. And Dr. Brissett, I have to just share with you, and thanks for being with us, GMI Studios. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Where are you joining us from?
I'm joining you from New York City.
Wow. So this is my own personal anecdote this week. And for some reason, my seasonal allergies didn't bother me as much, but the visible pollen. So on Monday, it was Monday, I happened to drive a black Honda Ridgeline pickup truck, and the hood looked like someone had spray painted it yellow green. And so I went to the marina where I keep my boat, and they have a good, I just was going by to just beautiful afternoon. They have a good hose by the dock there in the marina. I sprayed off my car instead of going to the car wash, figuring no, it's just going to be covered again. The next morning, it was look like I never sprayed off my car. So it's been an interesting season. I've heard more people say they're having a little more issue with it than, and I don't think it has anything to do with monkeypox. I'm kidding, doctor. But tell us a little bit about, I'm glad you like that, allergy season. And 66 million Americans suffer from eye allergies. I know, like, I've been itching my eyes more, and they're trying to get relief. I just take a daily, I don't want to promote a certain drug like Zyrtec or Flonase, but tell us what's going on with this allergy season, Dr. Brissett.
Yeah, I think you're completely right, and I feel like I say this every year, but this year is especially bad. There's so much pollen in the air, and I've had so many patients come in to see me with lots of symptoms, so they'll complain of things like a runny nose or sneezing, but specifically for eye allergy sufferers, it's those itchy eyes, which can be really distressing for people.
What do you recommend? When I had an eye exam a year ago, just an update, you know, for the prescription, great eye doctor, and she said, once in a while, just like, you know, when my hands are clean, under the sink, I'll just once in a while just take some faucet water and just kind of, you know, sort of just put it, you know, clean my, you know, put it in my eyes, if you will. And she said, that's not always the best thing. I'm just a little wary sometimes with some of the eye drops because they can be strong on your blood vessels in your eye. What do you recommend for the eye itch of allergies, doctor?
Yeah, that's a really great question because I'll often talk to my patients about how you need to have the right tool for the job. So, you know, you said you were taking an allergy pill, which can help in general with allergies, but specifically for eye itch, you need to be using an anti-itch drop that's formulated for the eyes. And the reason being is that's going to work directly on the surface of the eyes, on those cells that are causing the itch in the first place. So what I'll recommend to my patients is an eye drop called Pataday Once Daily Relief Extra Strength. And it's over-the-counter. I used to prescribe this all the time, but now it's actually over-the-counter, so it's really easy for my patients to find. And it's the number one doctor-recommended brand. Another thing I'll recommend to patients is make sure that you're washing and cleansing around your eyelids and lashes every single day, because as you go about your day-to-day environment, that pollen that's in the air that you mentioned was building up on your truck, that also builds up on our eyelids and lashes, and that just further contributes to that itch and that irritation. So really important, wash and cleanse around your eyes every single day.
Dr. Brissett, I'm sorry because some of our listeners have already asked. Can you repeat the over-the-counter one that you recommend for eye itch?
Yeah, it's a drop called Pataday, and it's a once-daily drop. It's extra strength, so it gives you 24-hour eye allergy itch relief with just one drop. So it's really safe and effective, and it's specially formulated to target those cells on the eyes that are leading to itch. So it's called Pataday.
Well, we wanted to put this out on social media. Does that begin with a P as in Peter?
It does, yeah. Pataday.
Awesome. Now, what about in general? I have found, doctor, and I'm not one of these people that blame COVID on everything. I know there's some people that want to do that, and I'm being serious here, but I've had it a few times over the last couple of years, got over it, which is a good thing. And my point is, there are some days, I've heard this from people in the last month, their allergies are so bad, congestion, sinus, upper chest, that they don't know if they have a cold, the latest variant, or allergies. I heard that in the last 3 weeks from like five friends. Have you heard that?
Yeah, it can be confusing for patients. You know, I think we're all just have a heightened sense of taking care of our bodies and taking care of our health after everything we've been through for the past few years. So if you do have concern, make sure you reach out to your doctor to ask them more questions. You know, specific for allergy, especially around the eyes, it'll feel more like itch. And so that's something that can help to just differentiate. But if you have any concern that it could be something else, then definitely speak to your doctor.
What about congestion, though, like sinus, nasal, and chest? That can be allergies, too, right?
Yeah, it can, because allergies can affect, you know, almost anywhere in the body. So some people get issues with itchy skin. Some people, it's their eyes. They get red and irritated. Other people, it's congestion or sneezing or runny nose. So that's why, you know, there's a multitude of different products that you can take, whether it's like a nasal spray for the nose symptoms, a pill, as you mentioned, taking for some of the other symptoms that can occur in the body, and then specifically taking an eye drop, which can help with your eye symptoms. So, again, it's about finding the right tool for the job.
Dr. Ashley Brissett joining us. Before I let you go, doctor, I know you're not, you mentioned that over-the-counter for the eye allergy itch that is now available. So you're not really, I'm not asking you to promote one versus the other, but I'm trying to think of the couple of the leading brands. So you hear a lot about Zyrtec. It's a once a day, I think a 24-hour type small tablet you can take. Flonase is a nasal spray, I think, which is now available over the counter. I think it used to be prescription, but there are others, and I'm trying. Oh, Claritin is one. How do you know between some of these brands? And let's face it, some of these allergy medications that last you a month are $20 or $30. They're not cheap. How do you know which ones are more effective than another? And Corey Iles, if you could join us here for a moment on the healthcare side. I don't want to get too personal, but you're into your health a lot. You're our healthcare editor here. You said a few weeks ago, I remember you said you had taken an allergy pill because it's so bad and actually caused you to have, you didn't like the feeling. So
no, I actually felt like I had almost like double vision.
Mm.
It was very odd. This season has been terrible. I had allergies like 6 years ago. Then it was for the first time. They went away, and then they came back this year, and they're just horrible.
So I guess the doctor, my question is, how do you tell to your patients and listeners of our show, and thanks for being with us, Dr. Brissett, you know, what's the difference between a Zyrtec and a Claritin, for example? I mean, different makes, different brands, they kind of probably have the same ingredients, or do you recommend one versus the other is what I'm trying to get at?
Yeah, you know, it's so difficult to recommend because everybody responds to something a little bit differently. So some of them have very similar ingredients in terms of the branded products that are available, but some of them have different ingredients and work on different pathways. So usually what I recommend to my patients is to speak to your doctor, find one that's right for you because there might be some ingredients that are better recommended based on your past health or what would be safe for you to take, and then try that. And if it's not working, then you can try other different products. One thing that can be really helpful as well as you're trying to navigate this is look for something that probably has longer acting relief, like a 24-hour relief. So, you know, that Pataday drop that I recommended, that's just one drop once in your eyes, and it'll give you 24 hours of relief. So I think that's also really helpful for people because the last thing you want to do is be taking something consistently throughout the day. You know, you just want to have to do it once, not have to think about it for the rest of the day and go on with your life.
Now, I think it's one of our listeners just asked me a question. Can you please ask the doctor if staying hydrated with water can help allergy symptoms? It's actually a good question.
Yeah, definitely it can, because it's all about kind of making sure that your environment is really optimized for you. So staying hydrated in general is just good for your health, but it can also help with allergy symptoms too. And as I mentioned, like washing as well. You know, if you've been out all day, if you've been cutting the grass, when you come in, take off those clothes, take a shower, rinse off all that pollen that's built up around the body, and that'll help to get rid of some of those symptoms as well.
And if people want to learn more, Dr. Brissett, what's the best way to learn more about allergies?
Yeah, so there's a great resource online. It's called www.pataday.com. So there's lots of information about the eye drop there and also about allergies and allergy relief. And you can find this online nationwide or at your local stores as well.
Well, Dr. Brissett, thank you so much. We'll maybe get you back again soon. And real quickly, are these seasonal allergies almost becoming year-round or not?
Yeah, I think seasons are starting earlier and ending later, and it really changes based on where you are within the nation. So, you know, at different times of the year in different parts of the country, things will be blooming. So even if you travel to a different area, you might start to experience allergies that you didn't have before, or if you come into contact with different pets, because their different pets have different dander, that can lead to allergies. So that's why, again, this can occur at any time. It's good to have these medications on hand just in case allergies do strike.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Brissett, for joining us, GMI Studios. Make it a good Wednesday.
You too. Thanks.